弟兄姊妹，我在前几个月呢，有提到马太福音登山宝训里面的几个品质。
In the past few months, brothers and sisters, I have mentioned the characters in the Sermon on the Mount from the Book of Matthew.
最早的时候，我其实并没有特别想到要提到登山宝训里面的这些的八个福气里面的这个品质。
At first, I did. It was not my intention to mention the eight beatitudes.
我只是一开头的时候，我是想到说，今天我们在主的面前呢，需要有一个悔改的态度。
I was thinking that today before the Lord, we have to have an attitude of repentance.
我要借用常见弟兄以前提过的一句话。
And I want to borrow a word from Brother Chang Jian.
今天神的儿女呢，甚至连一个悔改的能力都非常的微弱。
Today, the children of God, they have, they don't even have this strength to repent.
如果没有办法，如果我们在平常的在主面前的生活都没有那种悔改的光景的话，我们在主面前没有任何的回转。
If we don't even have this attitude of repentance, how can we turn back to the Lord?
所以我才想到说，在马太福音的里面呢，有一句话叫做“哀痛的人有福了”，哀痛的人有福了。
And that's why I remember this word from Matthew that blessed are those who mourn.
然后主就继续给我一些的感觉呢，我们必须从心中做一个单纯的人。
And then the Lord put it in me that we should be one who's simple.
我们里面呢，越单纯，表示说我们心中是越直接的向着主，不是去向着别的东西。
The simpler we are, the more direct are we towards to the Lord than to other things.
所以我才提到说是清心的人有福了。
And that's why I said that blessed are the pure in heart.
当继续下去的时候，主给我一个感觉，我们需要做一个受教、受管制，并且愿意受伤的人。
And then the Lord put it in me that we should be teachable and we should be willing to be hurt.
所以这个联系到一个温柔的人。
And this led to one who is meek.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在提，当主耶稣讲到一个人是有福的时候，那个是真的有福。
When the Lord said one is blessed, then that one is truly blessed.
所以哀痛的人、清心的人、温柔的人，这些人都是有福的。
So those who mourn, those who are pure, and those who are meek, they are blessed.
所以如果我们真的愿意从主那边得着那个属天的福气的话，我们要注意到这些人，这样的人是有福的。
If we want to be blessed by the Lord, then we need to pay attention that only this kind of people are blessed.
然后我们也借着马太的勉励，因为在马太的心中呢，整个马太福音他的负担就是叫我们要进天国。
And through the encouragement of Matthew, it's talking about wanting us to enter into the kingdom.
他一直提到说要进天国，然后天国好像。
We have to enter the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven is like unto.
然后天国近了。
And the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以在这个登山宝训里面呢，其实也是给我们一条路，我们把我们带进能够进天国的路。
And so the Sermon of the Mount gives us a way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我不晓得还会不会继续讲到这个福气的理念，但是我今天的确还会再提到一个。
I don't know if we will continue in this beatitudes, but today we will still mention one more.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的一到三节。
Chapter 5, verses 1 to 3.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And seeing feeding the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主对着这些已经跟随他的门徒一开口教训的时候
When the Lord faced his disciples who were following him and when he opened his mouth to teach them
第一个品质或是性格呢讲到的是一个虚心的人
The first character is talking about one who is poor in spirit
然后好像借着这个第一句话呢他提到说这个人或是以下要讲的这些的性质呢可以得着天国因为天国是他们的
And then he, through this first sentence he says that one with this they will get the kingdom
然后到了这个整个登山宝训的最后面
then,
第七章二十四节
at the end from in chapter 7
第七章二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。在二十五节，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So chapter 7 verse 24 and 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock.And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
所以在这个整个五六七章登山宝训的结尾的时候呢，主耶稣特别提到说，这是一个根基。
So the Lord especially mentioned at the end of 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew that this is a foundation.
那如果有这个稳固的根基的话呢？你不会被倒塌的。
And if you have this firm foundation, you will not fall.
你可以经历许多的这样的一个艰难，风吹雨淋、水冲、风吹，这种各样的风浪，它不会倒的。
You will experience rain, flood, and wind and heat, but you will not fall.
相反的，如果根基不稳的话，我们整个建造就倒塌的很大。
And in contrast.If the foundation is not firm, the whole thing will fall down.
所以当这个马太在整个写马太福音的时候
，So when Matthew wrote the whole of Matthew,
他除了前面描述主耶稣的一些的出生，还有受试探的事情
，Only in the first few chapters talk about the birth of the Lord and the temptation.
所以他在一开头这个主要的信息里面呢，他就把登山宝训这个根基放在我们的面前。
But the message was built on this foundation, on the Sermon of the Mount.
然后当我在思想的时候，我觉得这个马太福音登山宝训第五章前面这个八个福气呢，又是整个信息的根基。
And then when I was thinking about this whole sermon, I find that this first beatitudes is really the foundation of this whole message.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很注意的话，它是从人的这个性格跟品质作为开始的。
And so he really started on the ground of the character of man.
然后呢，之后他才讲到我们跟世界、跟家人、跟弟兄，甚至跟仇敌的关系。
And then he progressed to talking about our relationship with the world, with the family, and with the enemy, and with the work.
然后他又才继续讲到我们的祷告、我们的生活等等。
And then proceed to talk about our prayer and our life.
所以会发现那个整个那个这些的有福的这些品质呢，是这些整件事情的里面根基。
And so we see that the Beatitudes are the foundation of this whole thing.
然后在这个八福里面呢，第一句话这个虚心的人。
And then in the eight beatitudes, the first sentence is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
对，如果在英文来看的话，中文的意思就是说，在觉得自己承认自己是邻里贫穷的人。
So this is one who admits that in his spirit he is poor.
然后这个第一个又，我又觉得好像是这个八个福气里面的一个蛮重要的一个根基。
And then this first blessedness is the foundation of the rest of the beatitude.
所以感觉对我来讲好像是 根基的根基的根基。
And so you see that this is like the foundation of the foundation of the foundation.
在这个根基里面呢，有一个扩散的效果。
And this foundation has an expanding effect.
也就是说，如果我这个人呢是一个承认我里面是一个贫穷不足的人。
If I am one who admits that I am poor.
然后我一到主的面前的时候，我就发现我是一个有问题的人。
And I come before the Lord, and I see that I'm one with problems.
对，里面有欠缺，里面有很多的不足。
There is so much lack in me.
然后不像主的要求，他要求我们是做一个丰富的人。
It is so far from how the Lord wants us to be abundant and full.
然后我们发现这个那个两个那个差距呢是如此之大。
When we see that contrast is so big.
然后我们就里面感觉生发一个哀痛的心，我觉得我这个情况是不对的。
Then there arises a mournful attitude that this is not the right condition to be in.
然后当我们知道自己里面光景是非常的贫穷，是不足的时候。
And when we realize that how our condition is so full and so lacking.
然后我们就才能够做一个受教的人。
Then we can be one who is teachable.
对，我不懂，我不会。然后我这个缺乏，所以我愿意受教。
Because I don't know how, I'm so in lack, and I need teaching.
它自然的里面就生发一个温柔的品质。
And then it brings out an attitude of meekness.
然后当我们在这个欠缺的光景，我又希望我能够继续的往前，不要留在这个情。这个光景里。
And then if I have a desire to not stay in this condition, but to move forward.
然后我就成为一个饥渴慕义，我有个爱慕，我想要往那个高处继续的往前的。
Then I have a desire, I have a hunger, I have a thirst.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现这个一个根基的东西呢，它会有一个发散、一个扩充的果效。
And so you see that this foundation has an ever expanding effect.
然后根基还有一个果效是它能够带来一个支撑的力量。
Another fruit of this is that you will have the strength to endure.
刚才那个主耶稣最后面已经讲了，那个根基呢，好的根基可以对抗这些风吹雨淋，这个水冲。
We know that the Lord had already mentioned that this firm foundation can face the wind, the water, and the heat.
也就是说，它有一个支撑稳固的力量，能够对抗这个外来的这些攻击。
This foundation can withstand. It has the strength to withstand all this outward problems.
我最近这几周跟一些弟兄姊妹看创世纪。
These few weeks I have been with brothers and sisters looking at Genesis.
然后看到那个雅各的故事。
And we see the story of Jacob.
然后这一次我读的时候有一个蛮深的感觉，我昨天有跟他们交通。
And this time when I read that story, I have a deep feeling and I shared with them.
对，雅各长那个很多年的日子呢，他都是住在家里面，是个宅男。
In many years, Jacob stay at home.
然后当他这个要离开家，他觉得他要逃躲他的弟兄的追杀，他离开了家。
Well, he had never left home before, but he was forced to run from the house because of the brother.
然后他到了一个地方叫，他后来改名叫伯特利。
And then he get to a place called Bethel.
然后在那边他很累，他做了一个梦。
He was very tired at that time, and he had a dream.
然后梦见那个梯子呢，那个天好像开了，梯子这个连接天与地。
He dreamt about this ladder, and it seems like the heaven opened for him, and the ladder connected the heaven and the earth.
当他醒来的时候，他有一个很大的一个蛮震惊的感觉。
When he awoke, he was it's almost like he was fearful.
他说神在这里。
Because he said God is here.
所以我突然觉得说，这是他一生经过这么多年之后呢，他一生里面第一次遇见主。
after all these years, this was the first time that he really met the Lord.
然后遇见主的时候呢，他立了一根柱子，见证说我在这里遇见了主。
And he established a pillar that this is the place where I met the Lord.
这个成了他以后属灵成长的一个根基。
And this becomes the foundation of his spiritual journey.
所以我这次特别注意到，当他在经过二十年在他舅舅家的服侍之后。
After 20 years serving Uncle Laban,
然后主叫他要离开了。
Then the Lord said it's time to leave.
然后主特别告诉他说，我耶和华呢，就是当初你在伯特利立了柱子那个地方，你所遇见的那位耶和华。
And the Lord said to him, I'm the Lord Jehovah whom you have met in Bethel.
呀，拉班是一个比他更诡诈的人。
Laban is one who is even more shrewd than him.
难道说你想走就敢走吗？
So can you really leave just because you want to?
但耶和华告诉他说，这是我当初在伯特利那个地方你所遇见的神。
But God said that I am the God whom you met at Bethel.
然后雅各继续以后经过许多的艰难。
And then Jacob went through even more afflictions.
包含他觉得以为除了他失去他的所爱的妻子，他也以为他所爱的儿子约瑟没了，死了。
He lost his beloved wife Rachel, and he thought that Joseph, his favorite son, is dead.
然后到了他身体衰弱快要离世的之前的时候。
And when he was weak and old, and it was almost time for him to leave this earth.
他说了一句话，就是我当初在路斯，其实就是伯特利，我在伯特利那个地方所遇见的神。
And again, he mentioned the God whom I met in Luz, which is Bethel.
所以弟兄姊妹，他那一次的遇见神呢，我实在感觉好像拖住了他一生在主面前的学习。
That meeting with the Lord really upheld the rest of his.Learning from the Lord.
有多少的艰难可以叫我们不再走下去呢？
How much difficulty can stop us from going on with the Lord?
对，有多少亲人的离别，那个悲伤叫我们里面低下去，走不动呢？
How much suffering or affliction can make us not able to walk?
但在雅各的身上呢，有一个他没有办法拿掉的一个根基。
But in the life of Jacob, there is that foundation that cannot be moved.
不管任何的情形，我深深的知道，我在那天我遇见了我的主。
No matter what the circumstance, that day I met my Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我愿意借着这个虚心、邻里贫穷的光景呢，叫这件事情我们真的感觉很重要，是我们以属灵成长的一个很重要的一个根基。
So through this attitude of being poor in spirit, may this be a foundation that we can go on with the Lord.
我要从一个角度来先来看这个贫穷。
I want to look at poor in spirit from this perspective.
我们看传道书第一章。
So let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章的二到五节。
Ecclesiastes 1:2-5。
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。”
So this is what the preacher said.Vanities of vanities, says the preacher. Vanities of vanities, all is vanity. What profit has a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away and another generation come, but the earth abide forever. The sun also arise and the sun goeth down and hasten to his place where he arose.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果你有读过传道书的话，我刚刚只是截取前面的这一小段。
If you have read the book of Ecclesiastes, I'm just picking out this first few verses from the book.
但里面是充满了一个虚空的感觉。
But the whole book gives you a feeling of vanity and vanity.
我们再翻到诗篇九十篇。
And let's turn to Psalm 90.
九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, 10.
诗篇九十篇第十，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
好，弟兄姊妹，我这边好像听起来是一些负面的东西。
When you listen, it seems to be I'm focusing on negative things.
啊，空虚啊，转眼成空啊。
Vanity, sorrow, as we just fly away.
对，啊，但是这个是把我们，但这些是圣经的话，它为目的是把我们带到正面的丰富里。
But this is the word of God from the Bible, and it is to bring us to a positive place.
其实这个事情是。有点像是我个人的见证。
This is like my own personal testimony.
因为在我信主的那一段日子里面，那一段寻求主的日子里面，诗篇九十篇这句话给我的印象其实很深。
Because when at that period when I was seeking the Lord, this Psalm 90:10 really set a deep impression in me.
也就是说，在我。也不是年纪也不算大，但是在我那些的日子里面，我的确思想寻找人生的意义。
In those years, it's not much, but I was trying to seek for the meaning of life.
然后找了一阵子之后，后来我放弃了。
And after I seek for a while, I kind of let it go.
然后直到又遇见了基督徒，听见了福音。
Until I met Christian and heard the gospel.
然后我突然觉得这句话真的跟我过去，就用这么简单一句话，就把我过去里面那种空虚的感觉描述的那么的贴切。
And with just this simple word here, it describes so fully the thing that I had in my heart.
所以在我这些信主的这些年日以来呢。这个空虚，世上的这些空虚，人的空虚这些事情，在我里面是非常深刻的。
So vanity in me is really deep.
第一个，人哈，人的本身里面呢，根本就是空虚的。
Because the human nature by itself is vain.
因为当神造人的时候呢，里面造了一个空处。
Because God created a space in us.
然后我们。没有，如果没有神，我们用各式各样的方式想要去填补那个空处。
And if we try everything, try to fill up that space.
我试过了。
I've done that. I've tried it.
我到了一个地步呢，我承认我实在找不到那个真正的满足。
And I really couldn't find the real satisfaction.
有些东西，比如说用音乐、用朋友、用一些看电影，好像暂时有一点填补。
I use music, friends, or movies. Maybe it gave me a temporary satisfaction for the moment.
但是我很诚实的说，这些都不是。
But truly, none of them could really fill me.
然后除了人之外，我们的人生也很空虚。
Other than man itself, the life that we live is also vain.
我知道许多弟兄姊妹很年轻。
I know brothers and sisters are young.
勉强倚老卖老，我以前也年轻过这样。
Well, I was young once.
我有时候真的觉得非常的稀奇，时间可以过得如此之快。
It amazed me that time really flies.
真的很快，我不没有骗你。
It's really very fast. It's no joke.
好像好多事情好像还是不久发生的事。
It seems that things just happened like yesterday.
读书毕业。
You study, you graduate.
生孩子。
You have kids.
先结婚生孩子。
Oh, get married first and then have kids.
然后孩子现在一下就可能。在不久就进大学。
And not too long after, the kid will go to college.
如果进得去的话 ，OK， 可应该可以 ，OK。所以，然后我们在每天，我们在我在读书的时候就 ，OK， 那时候是做 research。
And when I was doing my research at that time.
然后上班之后呢，就一到五就天天上班。
And then after that.Go to work and Monday to Friday, working every day.
对我并不是不喜欢我的工作。
It's not that I don't like my job.
对我也有某个程度的兴趣。
There is a certain degree of interest.
但是你仔细去回想，工作了十年、二十几年，就每天这样子，每天这样。
Then you look back every day. It's that routine.
等到了我们七八十岁。
Until we're 70 or 80.
我们的得着到底是什么
？What have we gotten out of God？
还有世界也是空虚的。
And then the world is also vain.
人若赚得全世界，丧掉自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？If you gain the whole world and lose your soul life, soul, what's the use？
今天把全世界几亿美金都给你。
If we give you billions of dollars today，
啊，叫你当个美国总统。
And be the president of the United States.
啊，或者讲实际一点，你在这个公司爬得很高，做个 CEO，
or maybe
也不太实际。
To be more practical, you are a CEO in this company.
到底又如何呢
？So what?
你我们去想一想，你就拥有了这一切。
If you gain all this,
你真的快乐吗
？Are you happy?
人生真的有福气吗
？Is there blessedness in your life?
这些东西哈。是深深印在我的心里面的。
So these things deeply impressed me in my heart.
我觉得是我追求主、走主的路当中的一个很重要的根基。
And this is a very firm foundation in my walk with the Lord.
为什么
？Why？
我觉得如果没有主的话，我是个无路可走的人。
Why? Because I feel that without the Lord, I really have no way.
如果我有时候在主面前会觉得疲倦。
Sometimes I feel tired before the Lord.
有时候会失望。
Or be disappointed.
有时候想要休息休息。
Or want to take a rest.
但主会问我，你要去哪里呢？
And then the Lord would ask me, "Where are you going?"
你要回到你当初觉得那个空虚的人生跟世界吗
？Do you really want to go back to that emptiness, that empty world of yours?
对，每一次我这样想的时候，我说我回不去了。
Then I said, "Oh, I cannot go back."
我不要回去那个样子。
I do not want to go back.
我绝对不要。
I definitely don't want to go back.
回去之后。又回到那些空虚，又回到那些只是想着赚钱，只是想着许多的嗜好，种种这些东西，我没有办法。
To go back to that emptiness, to go back to making money, to go back to those leisures.
弟兄姊妹，如果请原谅我这样说，如果你有一天你要回到那个。世界去，不要主。
If one day you want to go back to the Lord, to the world, and you don't want the Lord,
我没办法去那里。
I really cannot do that.
除了主以外，我还能够跟从谁呢？没有别的路了。
Other than the Lord, who can I really follow? There is no other way.
那个空虚的那个光景，我是绝对不愿意再去了。
That condition of vanity and emptiness, I definitely don't want.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个里面有一个支撑我的力量。
And so there is something, some force, strength that is holding me up.
没有错，我今天也许还没有经历到主的那么的丰盛。
Yes, I might not have experienced the abundance, the full abundance of the Lord.
但是至少呢，我绝对不要再回去原本那个空虚的光景。
But I definitely don't want to go back to that emptiness.
那个我刚刚讲这些东西呢，其实不是负面的。
Actually, what I said is not just negative.
它是把我们带到那个富足的那个起头，是通往富足的路。
It is to bring us to the way of blessedness.
我们读一下那个哥林多后书第八章第九节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9.
哥林多后书八章第九节。
2 Corinthians 8, 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, and that ye, through his poverty, might be rich.
主耶稣他成为贫穷啊，跟我们这个邻里贫穷不一样。
The Lord Jesus became poor. This poor is different from the poor in spirit that is in us.
我们本来就是贫穷。
Because we are poor to begin with.
然后我们主耶稣是甘愿被剥夺成为贫穷。
But for our Lord, he was willing to lay down to the point of being poor.
但是里面有个原则是相同的，就是说主成为贫穷呢，他要带进我们的富足。
And yet there is a point of similarity because the Lord became poor so that he can bring in richness.
这句话它有一个后面有个背景，第八章，哥林多后书第八章有个背景。
There is a background to this verse.
就是说第八章第一节那边，它有提到说马其顿那个教会，那些众教会非常的穷困。
It talked about the churches of Macedonia.
然后第八章第二节他这样说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
But then it said in verse 2, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality.
也就是说，这些的弟兄姊妹在那个地方呢，不仅受患难，而且非常穷困。
The brothers and sisters in the churches in Macedonia, were going through a great trial and they were poor.
所以他们愿意在他们虽然很穷呢，还是愿意帮补这些需要的弟兄姊妹。
And yet, in spite of their poverty, they were able to help other brothers and sisters.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们认识有一些放下职业全时间的工人。
We know some brothers and sisters left their profession and to serve the Lord full time.
他们愿意凭信心来跟随主。
And they are following the Lord by faith.
他们不会去大声宣扬说我生活有需要。
They will not tell people that they have needs.
但是呢，站在教会的地位呢，我们如果主有带领，我们应该对他们在教会的地位上面对他们有帮助。
But then, as the Lord leads, as a church, we need to help them.
这些马其顿教会虽然非常贫穷，外面非常很贫穷。
So the churches in Macedonia, outwardly, they're very poor.
但他们有满足的快乐。
But then they have this deep joy.
然后他们在穷困当中挤出他们的奉献呢，欢喜乐意的呢，能够帮补需要的弟兄姊妹。
And out of this poverty, they joyfully give.To other brothers and sisters.
所以在主的眼光里面，其实这批人是一个非常富足的人。
And so in the eyes of the Lord, this group of people are actually rich.
我们的主呢，他为我们成了一个赤贫，成了贫穷。
Our Lord became poor for us.
舍弃天上的荣光。
He gave up the glory of the heavens.
在来到地上没有加行美容。
And when he came.There was no good beauty in his form.
他剥夺到一个地步呢，他赤身露体的挂在天地之间。
He became so poor he was naked on the cross.
他愿意把自己所有的生命呢，为着我们这些不配的人倾倒出来。
He was willing to give up everything, lay down everything for us.
为什么
？Why?
他叫我们得生命。
For us to gain life,
并且得的更丰盛
and to have it more.
他要我们从空虚的光景被拯救出来，成为一个富足的人。
He wants to save us from vanity and emptiness to be rich.
也许从地上的角度来看， 不是富足。
Maybe from the eyes of the world, we're not rich.
但是那个满足的快乐呢，远远胜过地上一切所能够给我们的。
But then the abundance of joy is way beyond what the world can offer.
在在我刚刚信主的时候，常常听见弟兄姊妹们有一种很属灵的祷告。
When I first believe, I heard very spiritual prayers.
就祷告说，哎呀，主啊，我真的不行，没有你，我真的不行。
People pray, without you, I can do nothing.
除了你对，除了你以外，我什么都不能做。
Without you, I can't do anything.
那个时候听了，其实也没什么经历。
At that time, I don't have any experience.
但是就学了这个表面的事情，就学了表面说，哎呀，这样子就是属灵。
But I learned that phrase and said, oh, being like that is spiritual.
所以弟兄姊妹，神要把我们带到我们真的认识我们是邻里贫穷的人。
But the Lord wants us to want to bring us to a point where we really know we're poor in spirit.
举个例子，律法。
For example, the law.
以前我有个疑问，就是说旧约、新约，然后旧约有个律法。
I have this question. In the Old Testament, there is the law.
然后到了新约是恩典，就不在律法底下。
And then in the New Testament, we're under grace and no longer under the law.
然后我有时候就觉得想不通，我就说，那干脆就从一开始就讲说神的救恩是恩典就好了嘛。
And I can't understand why can't we just say it from the very beginning that the Lord's saving is grace?
然后直接就说你们有罪，然后我有一个恩典可以赦免你们的罪，那讲清楚不是很好吗？
And just say it very clearly, you have sinned, and then we're gonna save by grace.
但是保罗在新约的时候给我们一个解释。
But then Paul gave us an explanation.
为什么有律法？
Why there is the law?
他叫人知道他行不出来。
The law is to tell us that you cannot fulfill the law.
把那个该有的标准放在那里。
So it shows you the standard.
做不到。
And let you know you cannot meet the standard.
他把人带进一个承认自己是贫穷的光景。
It brings people to a condition that they can admit that they are poor.
然后呢，就带进一个悔改，就知罪，然后愿意哀痛悔改。
And then with that, they know they're sinful, they can mourn and repent.
也就是说，律法的功用呢，把我们带进承认自己是不行的。
So the purpose of the law is to bring us to a point to let us know that we cannot.
但是那个不行呢，并不是结尾。
But cannot is not the end.
然后他把我们带进那个悔改，然后能够认识主，接受他的恩典。
It is to bring us to repentance and accept the grace of God.
所以这个不是负面的。
So this is not negative.
另外一个例子是摩西。
Another example is Moses.
他在埃及呢，学尽了埃及的这些法律啊、建筑啊这些各样的才能。
Moses had all the learnings of Egypt. He knows how to build and all that.
大有口才。
And he was very eloquent.
但是神就是把他带到旷野40年。
But the Lord brought him to the wilderness for 40 years.
他开始认识他自己是一个贫穷的人。
Then it is there that he realized he is one who's poor.
然后神可以使用他呢，能够带进神的一个非常浩大的工作。
And then the Lord can use him to bring in a great work.
我当这些年来，我想我们的弟兄们也对我有很多的帮助。
These few years, the brothers have been a very great help to me.
就是说我们必须很真实，不要虚假。
We have to be real.
所以我慢慢有一个心中有个感觉哈，我惧怕自以为有，但是其实是没有。
I'm very afraid of thinking that I have when I don't.
然后我也就慢慢发现，如果我能够是一个邻里贫穷虚心的人的话，可以在这个方面成为我的保护。
If I can really be one who is poor in spirit, this can be a protection to me.
我们看一下路加福音第八章十八节。
Let's look at Luke 8:18.
路加福音第八章十八节。
Luke 8:18.
所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。
Take heed therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemed to have.
所以这些这边有提到说，有的情况是真的有。
There's certain condition where that you really have.
有的情况是自以为有。
But there's another circumstance where you thought you have.
我们再翻到启示录的第二章。
And then let's turn to Revelation chapter
2. 第八跟第九节，二章八九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的末后的死过又活的，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。我就念到这里。
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, this thing said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
Okay, 但是却是富足的，是不是？
And I know the blessing.
我们这有个括弧，你确实。
But thou art rich.
Oh, okay.
In the parenthesis.
Okay, 好。然后第三章第十七跟十八节。
And then, chapter 3:17 and 18.
这是另外一个教会叫老底家。
This is another church, the Church of Laodicea.
你说我是富足，已经发了财。一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold.Tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
启示录这边我刚念了两处哈，有两个贫穷。
I read here there are two being poor.
士美拿也贫穷。
Smyrna is poor.
但是呢，主却说，其实你们是富足的。
But the Lord said, actually they're rich.
然后老底家他觉得他很富足。
Now in Laodicea, they thought they're rich.
但是主说你是可怜贫穷的。
But the Lord said that they are poor.
所以老底家到底是什么问题？
So what is the problem with Laodicea?
因为他说他觉得他已经富足了。
It's because they thought that they're already rich.
我们有见过一些的福音朋友。
We have met some gospel friends.
我想他寻求福音的态度可能不太对。
Maybe their attitude in seeking the gospel is not quite right.
所以来到这个福音查经的时候呢，听了一下我们描述福音。
So they come to the Bible study. They hear we talk about the explain the gospel.
当他都听完之后呢，他好像吸收了一套信耶稣的这个理论跟过程。
So they kind of absorb this doctrine and methods.
对，结果他就有一个感觉说啊，原来信耶稣就是如此，我都了解了。
And then they would say, oh, so that's what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus, I know it already.
原来信耶稣不过就是这样子，我已经清楚明白了。
I've completely understood what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus.
当他觉得他有的时候，他明白的时候呢，他已经把他信主的路把它切断了。
When they thought they understood, actually they have cut off their way to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该要害怕，有一天我们已经信主了。
Now we are all believers here.
我们要害怕有一天，我们心中有个感觉，原来信耶稣也不过就这些吧。
We have to be fearful if one day we have this kind of attitude like, so it's like this, just to believe in Jesus is just this.
如果我们开始有一点点这种的心思跟感觉的时候，这个非常的危险。
If we have this kind of thought or feeling, that's very dangerous.
对，有一天你以为有的东西呢，全部都烧光了。
Because what you thought you have will be all burned away.
我不晓得为什么每一次想到这个，我都会想到我大学修的那个电子学。
I don't know why when I read this, I always think about my in college I took a course in electronics.
电子学就是讲电路的那些东西，circuit 那些东西。
Electronic circuit.
好好好，谢谢。大概是吧，学的不好就是也搞不清楚。
Not.Really、good at it.
有些时候一些科目哈，我如果随随便便不去好好研读的话，考不好那就算。
There's subjects that I didn't go deep into it, and then I didn't do well. Well, that's okay.
但是我总是记得那次修那门课呢，我还真的是试着好好去研读 study 过。
Yeah. But then actually, when I took that course, I was into it and I really studied for it.
然后那个教科书上的那些例子呢，然后读了，我觉得应该懂了。
And then in the textbook, all those examples, I went over them. I felt I know it.
然后结果一考出来就全部就垮了。
But then after the test, realized it's all failed.
对，我记得好些年前啊，我心中有一个比较深刻的提醒。
So, years ago, I had this prompting.
如果我们略略有一些话语的服饰呢，应该是跟我们的经历连在一起。
If we have some ministry of the word, they have to be connected to our life.
有些真理的确可以传讲，但是我们必须知道说。我可能在这方面的经历并不够深入。
It is true we can preach the truth, but we need to realize that certain truths I have lack of experience of them.
所以我就试着有一个操练。
And so I have this practice.
我只要准备有一些话语的服事。
If I'm going to prepare for the ministry of the word,
我都会试着在神面前检验说，我这些讲的东西是不是我经历过的呢？
I will examine myself before the Lord. Are these things something that I have experienced before the Lord?
这些圣经的真理里面讲的这些 doctrine 这些真理到底我有没有去经历过呢？
Are these true doctrine I have experienced?
所以我就一直这样子学。
So I kept learning like that.
我非常盼望说我有一点这些话语的供应的话是真的有供应。
I really hope that thisministry of the word really can minister.
而不是讲一些空洞的话，我自己都没有经历过。
They're not just empty words that I don't even have experience of.
我发现这个也成了我自己的一个保护。
And this also become my own protection.
我不会觉得我自以为有。
I would not be in a condition.
然后当我读的时候啊，我发现真的很不足啊，这些东西。我觉得很重要，但是我觉得我的经历真的是还很欠缺。
So when I read, I say, "Oh yes, these are so important, and yet I'm so lacking."
然后有些东西我真的没有。
I really don't have this and that.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个保护，叫我们在主面前保守自己的真实。
This is our protection to be real before the Lord.
好像是大约在那个同个时间左右。
And then around that time,
我再去读那个信徒造就，尼弟兄的信徒造就。
I went back to to the basic foundations by Brother Ni.
然后我就有一个蛮深刻的这个共鸣哈。
And I have this same feeling with him.
我发现我们弟兄讲的很多东西是他自己在出信的时候经历过的。
The things that he mentioned are things that he really experienced when he was a new believer.
那他怎么去赔罪赔偿？
How he pay back?
或是向人认罪，他写了300封信，向以前还没信主得罪的，还没信主前得罪的人，他写了一些求赦免的信。
How he asked for forgiveness, writing like 300 letters to people he had offended before.
他怎么带人归向主？要先祷告。
How he prayed before he can bring somebody to Christ.
他怎么向主一天七次的赞美？他真的一天七次赞美主。
How he praised the Lord 7 times a day.
然后他，所以我从来不讲早起。
And then I never mentioned getting up early.
但我们弟兄有早起，所以他可以讲早起。
But our brother woke up early in the morning, so he can talk about early rise.
所以我突然有个很，我读了这本书这么多年哈，那次我真的觉得很深刻，感觉很宝贵，是我们弟兄真实的经历所发表出来的这些的教导。
I've read that book many years, but that time I really see how our brother experienced those things and it made it precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要落到老底家的光景。
So let us not slip into the condition of Laodicea.
以为我有了。
Thinking that we have.
以为自己还挺不错，很富足了。
Thinking that we're rich, we're okay.
主耶稣在这边的，主在这边那个责备是何等的严厉。
But this rebuke of the Lord is very serious.
根本就是困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼、赤身啊。
He said that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以弟兄姊妹，贫穷、邻里贫穷哈，能够把我们带向富足，这是一个扩张的根基。
So if we are poor in spirit, it can bring us to being rich, and that's the foundation.
反过来说，如果我根本不觉得我是一个邻里贫穷的人。
But if you don't feel and think that you are poor in spirit,
你把这个当根基。
And use that as your foundation.
你可能没有察觉，但是你那个其实变成你的根基。
You're not aware, but that is your foundation.
然后在你身上，在我们身上，在这个人的身上发展出来呢，就变成骄傲，其实变成真的是很贫穷。
And then if that grows out, it becomes pride and actually makes you poor.
我想我要进到最后一点。
And I come to my last point.
哥林多后书第六章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章第十节，似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的，似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的，似乎一无所有却是样样都有的。
6:10 As sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许我最后再问一个问题，就是说我们问自己，我是否真的觉得我在主里面是一个邻里贫穷的人呢？
So let us ask ourselves, do I really think I am one who is poor in spirit?
很多年前啊，有一个年长弟兄来这边。
Many years ago, an elder brother came here.
其他发生什么事情我都忘记了，我只记得他有一句祷告，我还记得。
Whatever happened, I had forgotten, but there was one thing he prayed.
他那次祷告说，主啊，我们常常把你的看得太小了。
He said that, Lord, we always look small of you.
那句话就深深地印在我的心里面。
And that really impressed in my heart.
因为我害怕有一天我也把主看得太小了。
Because I'm fearful that I will see our Lord as so small.
我们的主呢是浩大丰盛的主呢， 我们的确有个，但是我们有个倾向，常把它看得太小。
Our Lord is so great, so abundant and full, and yet we look at Him as so small.
其实我们有太多太多需要去学，需要去追求的。
We need to learn so much. We need to pursue so much.
有一次，请一位80岁的老弟兄吃饭。
One time I took a brother who was like 80 years old out.
我也想不起来后来到底是不是我付钱，反正就请我老弟兄吃饭。
I don't remember if I was the one who paid for the lunch or not.
对，一生就是专一的服侍主。
He his whole life was serving the Lord.
但那天我跟他交通。
And that day when I had fellowship with him.
他脸上突然有一个光彩，他说啊，哎呀，我们的主实在太丰富了。
And there was like a glow in his face. It's like our Lord is so abundant.
然后我一直追求到今天呢，我还是追求不完。
And I've been pursuing him all this time, and it's still not the end.
啊，那时候我也大概我不晓得20几、30几岁吧。
I was maybe in my 20s or 30s.
我说你已经80岁，服侍主这么多年了。
And I said, you have served the Lord so long. You're already 80-some.
为什么你有一个渴慕是我感觉是我没有的呢？
How come you have this desire that I seem not to have?
照理讲，你应该学的差不多了吧？
Well, no, actually, you must felt like, oh, you have reached the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这些前面的弟兄们、姊妹们给我们很大的鼓励。
But you see, brothers and sisters before us gave us such encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，我们要这样看哈。
We have to look at it this way.
我们有太多的东西需要去，太多的事情需要去经历了。
There's so many things that we have to experience.
祷告的学习。
Learning to pray.
为什么主听这些人祷告的，不听我的祷告
？Why does the Lord listen to their prayer but not my prayer?
为什么那个弟兄一祷告雾就散了呢
？Why is it that that brother prayed and the fog, you know, disappear?
那为什么那个姊妹祷告，她有个经历，她在100公里之外的地方祷告，结果她的孩子得救了呢
？Why is it that sister prayed and then within that few miles the son got saved?
我在过去一年来，到底哪一个祷告主清楚的答应成就了呢？
Which prayer of mine the Lord really answered?
弟兄姊妹，光是祷告，你知道有多少我们需要去学的吗
？Even just prayer, we have to learn so much.
信心的学习。
How about learning faith?
为什么那个某某老姊妹，她一跟主祷告，她知道主要这样子做
？Why is it that that sister when she prayed, she know the Lord is gonna fulfill it that way?
为什么那个老弟兄他在这种情况里面仍然专一的仰望主根本不动摇呢
Why is that elder brother even in spite of that condition he's not shaken
为什么这位弟兄姊妹他在这个情况里面那个专一的仰望那位为他信心创始成终的主呢
Why is it that this brother can really focus and be single to the Lord
传福音。
How about our preaching the gospel?
为什么以前弟兄姊妹他们一祷告，不是一祷告，一传福音，人的心就扎心了。
Why is it that brothers and sisters before when they preached the gospel, people's heart were pricked?
为什么嘴巴都讲干了，喝了好多水，就别人都还是不听呢
？Why is it for us? We're already, you know.We have said so much, but people still not respond.
那为什么那个弟兄他跟那个福音朋友谈的时候，他发现了那个福音朋友真正的问题，但我根本就没有察觉呢
？Well, why is it that that brother, when he talked to the person, he can recognize the root problem, but I can't?
他一讲的时候，哎，刚好合乎那个朋友他当时的需要。
Why is it that when he said something, it met the need of that friend?
那为什么我讲了老半天，全部围绕在跟他不相干的这个事情上呢
？And then me, I talk a lot, but it has nothing to do with the person.
然后经历圣经上主的话。
to experience the word of the Lord.
让姊妹, 圣经有多少的话, 我们还没经历呢?
How much of His word we haven't experienced?
就算是经历了, 有些经历哈, 真的, 经过了半年我才经历了。
And then even we said we experienced, it was over like a half year before I experienced.
比如说我可能提过那个属天的那个平安。
For example, I mentioned that heaven, the peace from heaven.
感谢主，经过了三四个月，我见证，我经历了主在我身上那个浩大的平安。
After 3-4 months, I experienced that great peace from the Lord.
出人意外的平安。
It is peace beyond understanding.
哇，已经半年过去了。
And half a year has passed.
对，经历那件事情呢，哇，一下半年就过去了。
I experienced that thing, and then half year has gone by.
你光是常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，你知道要花多少的年日去学吧？
Even rejoicing always, pray without ceasing, and be thankful all the time.
凡事谢恩。
Giving thanks to everything.
对，当你真的碰到一个大的事情来的时候，啊，这次没谢恩。
Maybe one big thing happened. Oh, this time I did not give thanks.
等下一次。
We'll wait for next time.
啊，这次学的还可以。
Oh, maybe this time I'm okay.
啊，一年又过去了。
And then a year passed.
弟兄姊妹，太多要学了。
There's so many things we have to learn.
讲不完啊，如何带领我们的小孩？
Or how do we rear our kids?
这个是很大的挑战。
That's a big challenge.
怎么把我们的孩子带到直接的遇见主啊？
How do we bring our children so they can meet the Lord directly?
直接的跟主有联系。
That they are really connected to the Lord.
你知道这多困难吗？
Do you know how hard it is?
这是何等需要我们花力气、花祷告去学啊！
It really needs our effort and prayer to learn.
然后，如果我们进入到，就是我们愿意有一些在弟兄姊妹当中的服侍。
And if we're willing to serve among brothers and sisters,
哇，那要学的更多了。
Then you need to learn even more.
因为每个人都是一个谜。
Because each one of you is a puzzle.
对，这要解开那个谜很困难。
And to solve that is so hard.
那每个谜又不太一样。
And each puzzle is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有太多的需要去追求了。
And so there's so many things to pursue.
我们只能够在主面前承认说，主啊，我今天真的是一个贫穷的人。
And so I can only admit to the Lord that today I'm one who is poor in spirit.
我们离你的丰富实在有很大的距离。
I'm so far from your abundance.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要变成一个觉得无聊的基督徒。
Don't ever become a bored Christian.
我试着表达刚才那么一大堆东西要学，好要追求。
I mentioned so many things that we need to learn and pursue.
你为什么会觉得无聊？
How can you feel it's boring?
这没什么好学的。
That as if there's nothing to learn.
或者我都会了。
Or I cannot, I'm fine with
还是说,
all of those already.
还是说我不想学呢？
Or maybe I don't want to.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒是非常这个 exciting， 就是非常令人兴奋雀跃的一个身份。
A Christian is one who should be very exciting.
因为有太多的我们可以去寻求去 pursue.
Because there's so much for us to pursue.
我们千万不要堕落到一个地步，哇，这个基督做的真无聊。
Let us not fall to the point where we think being a Christian is boring.
恐怕你已经不是一个邻里贫穷的人了。
Maybe at that point you are no longer one who is poor in spirit.
那就只能走向老底家的路。
And so you can only walk to the way of the Church of Laodicea.
所以弟兄姊妹，邻里贫穷是一个蒙福的人。
So it is blessed to be poor in spirit.
而且真的蒙福。
And really blessed.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
所以说我们一同。 感谢你。
Lord, we thank you together.
主啊，你心中其实把那个长进的路已经指明在我们的面前。
You have pointed out to us the way to growth.
主啊，如果我们还拒绝的话，这是我们自己的损失。
If we reject, it is our own loss.
帮助我们存着一个谦卑的心来到你这位浩大的主面前。
Let us be humble and come before our great God.
主啊，因着如此，叫我们能够根基稳固。
Because of that, our foundation will be firm.
加添我们的力量，能够力上加力，不断的追求你。
Add to our strength so we can pursue you from strength to strength.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.